Part 3B. Save the Cat. Early on in my screenwriting studies, I came across the book Save the Cat, the last book on screenwriting you'll ever need. Practically everyone at a small film festival I was attending referred to this book, so I decided to look it up. I devoured the book in a day while at the court waiting to see if I would be used for jury duty. The book gets its title from the idea that movies often resort to the protagonist doing something nice at the beginning, so the viewers will like him or her early on, such as Saving the Cat. Is it a perfect book? No. Is it a fun and easy read? Yes. But Save the Cat is one of those books that tries to prescribe rules, so proceed with caution. One particular rule in this book is that the main points happen on, or around, if loosely translated, specific pages. I have left these pages out of my summary because I do not ascribe to such rules and think they can be harmful. The structure presented in Save the Cat, also known as the Blake Snyder beat sheet, is as follows. Opening image, a visual that sets the tone, mood, and style of the movie. The opening image should introduce the protagonist and show a snapshot of the protagonist before the journey. Most of all, it should cause the viewers or readers to be excited about what is to come. Theme stated. Usually in the early portion of your story, someone will implicitly or explicitly state the theme. This can often come in the form of a question. It is fine, and probably even encouraged, for the protagonist not to understand the comment at the time, but readers and viewers will certainly see the protagonist come to learn its importance. Setup. Including the above sections, the first portion of the story should set up the protagonist, the goal, and the stakes. Here we should meet every main character of the A story, plant the protagonist's tics and behaviors, and show how and why the protagonist will transform if they hope to win. The steps up to and including the setup correlate to the ordinary world from the writer's journey, sequence A from the sequence approach, and the hook from the seven-point story structure. Catalyst. Now is the time to bring a change to this world of the story, the moment that throws your protagonist on his or her head and challenges them to make a change. This is the call to adventure from the writer's journey, what ends sequence A in the sequence approach, and the plot turn one from the seven-point story structure. Debate. As change never comes easy, this is where the protagonist considers how horrible it would be to follow this new path, but how much worse it would be to do nothing. The protagonist asks if he or she is willing to do what it takes, the answer being that they have to try. This is the refusal of the call from the writer's journey, sequence B from the sequence approach. Break into two. The protagonist has made a choice and leaves the old world behind, entering a new world, whether this is an actual physical new world or a new state of being. This must be a decision that the protagonist makes. This is basically the crossing the first threshold from the writer's journey and the end of sequence B and the sequence approach. B story. This is the story that carries the theme of the movie and is often in the form of a love story. While not in the same order, this is similar to sequence E in the sequence approach and relates to the allies section of tests, allies, and enemies in the writer's journey. Fun and games. This is the fun part of the story, the part where we deliver on the premise. If this is a movie, it is where most of the movie trailer moments will come from, or the set pieces. I disagree with one main point here, which is that Blake Snyder says the stakes will not be raised until the midpoint. But if you choose to be a Save the Cat person, that can be your call. This is similar to the tests, allies, and enemies, as well as the approach to the innermost cave in the writer's journey, sequence C and D from the sequence approach, and would likely include the pinch one from the seven-point story structure. Midpoint. The midpoint is where we either see a false victory or a false defeat. In my discussions with Jeremy Breslau, interviewed in this book, I came to see either of these moments as coming close before or after a moment with the opposite feeling, A false defeat will come immediately after a false victory. It is up to you as the author to decide what your true midpoint is. What matters is that the stakes are raised and the fun and games are over. Blake Snyder also says this moment is the opposite of the all is lost moment. So if you go with a false victory here, then that moment should be a false defeat. The midpoint resembles the ordeal from The Writer's Journey, the end of sequence D in The Sequence Approach, and the aptly named midpoint from the seven-point story structure. Bad guys close in. Here is where writers often have the hardest time. This is where, although the protagonist may have thought he or she was in the clear at the midpoint, the bad guys bring the pain. It is also where our protagonist faces doubt and, if part of a group, jealousy and internal dissent. This has similarities to The Road Back in The Writer's Journey and may be encapsulated in Sequence F of the Sequence Approach. All is lost. This may be the opposite moment from the midpoint, but I will stress my argument that this should always feel like total defeat. Blake Snyder puts a whiff of death in this section, where someone dies or almost dies, in a way that reminds the viewers that death for the protagonist is indeed possible. This means that the old world and the way of thinking dies as well, and the protagonist feels the all is lost moment that much more. This point relates to the death aspect of the resurrection in The Writer's Journey, falls somewhere in sequence G of The Sequence Approach, and combined with The Dark Night of the Soul below makes up the pinch two in seven-point story structure. Dark Night of the Soul. This is the darkest right before the dawn. It is the moment when, after losing everything, the protagonist feels hopeless and helpless and sees no way forward. This falls in sequence G of the sequence approach. Break into three. Here the protagonist gets back up, using everything learned throughout the story to make a comeback. This is the rebirth section of the resurrection in The Writer's Journey, the end of sequence G in The Sequence Approach, and seems to be the plot turn two in the seven-point story structure. Finale. In Act 3, the protagonist will tie up all loose ends, applying the lessons learned, mastering any character takes, and bringing the A story and B story to a triumphant end. Through dealing with the problem, the protagonist leaves the old world behind and brings in a new world order. This is similar to the return with the elixir in The Writer's Journey, sequence H in The Sequence Approach, and the resolution in seven-point story structure. Final image. In a stunning closing image, we see the opposite of the opening image and prove visually that the change has occurred and that it is real.